Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's March 24th, 2014. This is the week. We've been talking about it for months. Our community appreciation concert is coming to the Virginia Theater this Saturday night. Buy your tickets now. We'd love to have you, to appreciate you, and it'll be a great time of worship with Steve Green, Twyla Paris, Jan Mulder, and the Singing Men of GNN. The Virginia Theater doors will open at 6 p.m., followed by some great music played on the mighty Wurlitzer organ. At 6:30, the Singing Men of GNN will take the stage in their tuxedos, followed by some announcements, and then Steve Green and Twyla Paris opening up at 7 o'clock. We'll fit in world-renowned concert pianist Jan Mulder, have a special presentation, and then Steve Green and Twyla Paris will close out the evening. So get your tickets. You can purchase them by calling the Virginia Theater at 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063, or logging on to thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org. General admission ticket prices are only $15, and that's primarily because of some great sponsors, which includes our key sponsor, Thrivent Financial, and other great businesses that helped, Cop Farms, the Olive Garden Restaurant, Remax Realty, Gibson City Meat and Deli, Arby's, Transform Fitness, Northwestern Mutual, Doug's Compounding Pharmacy, and Martin Graphics and Printing Services, along with some other businesses, families, and individuals, which will all be listed in our concert program that will be handed out to everyone. And if you'd like to donate and help us with our remaining $4,000 need to pull this all together and break even, you can call the station at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, and your support will help us put together this God-honoring concert to appreciate our listeners and to bless all in attendance. Well, speaking of blessings, the Singing Men did a fabulous job Saturday night at the Savoy United Methodist Church. We had a wonderful time, and we got to meet a lot of our Great News Radio listeners, and we look forward to all of you returning to the Virginia Theater this Saturday night. Another blessing was a conversation I had with Twyla Paris last time she was in town, and you're going to hear that along with some of her songs, and we'll close out with a favorite. What I love so much about Twyla Paris, who will be featured this Saturday night, is that she's just like you and I. She's down to earth. She has a heart for her family, the country, and besides being this world-class artist, being used of God throughout the world, she sounds like a great mom who homeschools and juggles schedules like all of us. So here's how that conversation went last time Twyla Paris was coming to town.
Before I have you share some of your testimony and the projects you're working on and all the different things you're involved with, what's the Lord been teaching you recently or just the past few days through your scripture reading or through your songwriting? What's something that He's beginning to impress on your heart or fortifying you so that you can cope with or deal with all the demands on your life?
Well, something fresh that pops into my mind when you ask that. We are very blessed in that our extended family, with the exception of my youngest sister, who we are working to get back here as soon as possible, she and her husband, we all live here in Northwest Arkansas within about a 3-minute radius, really close to one another. And so something that we do once a week, we get together for a little family Bible study worship time with the extended tribe. And I guess it was maybe week before last, we were looking at 1 Corinthians 13. And, you know, I think for many of us, as soon as we open that chapter up and start reading, love is patient, love is kind, love is this, love is that, you know, it can be very guilt-inducing real quickly. Because we think, oh, I'm not sure I'm all of that every moment of every day. And my dad, who has been my pastor and mentor in so many ways for so many years, said that night, and he's talked many times often over the last many years about Christ in us, the hope of glory, and how the things that we are called to do so often we cannot do on our own, but Christ in us is able to live in a way that really reflects what God is calling us to do, and the way that He's calling us to be salt and light and reflect His Son in this world. And so Dad said, you know, I just think about how God is love, Christ is love, And what if we just look at that again? And I just kind of encourage each one of you to look over that chapter again and think and read it. Christ in me is patient. Christ in me is kind. And, you know, it's just been something that I've thought back on and even referred, just related to a friend just yesterday. We were having a conversation, another mom, you know, and talking about being moms and raising kids. And sometimes, of course, our patience gets the most challenged in that area, doesn't it? And so, you know, I was just sharing with her that idea of how the things that we are called to do and responsible to do throughout our day, so often they do feel like too much and we feel overwhelmed. But when we take a breath and stop and say, Christ in me can do that. That's not too big for him. He can do that, and he lives in me. And there's a line in a song that I wrote a few years ago that says, for you have overcome the world, and you have come to live in me. And in your name and in your power, I can do all things. And, of course, that's referring to I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But anyway, just that idea that it's Christ in me, whether it's, you know, the love chapter, Christ in me is patient, Christ in me is kind, Christ in me is able to spin all of these plates, you know, Christ in me is able to do whatever God calls me to do today and in this season of life. And it's just encouraging and strengthening to me to just be reminded of that, His grace in me.
And it's so refreshing to know you're in God's Word, that you're still leaning on Him, drawing strength from Him and His Word. And I would think sometimes people forget that you're not just this very talented, gifted artist, this vocalist that for 30 years now have been singing to God's glory. You've released 22-plus albums, garnered 33 number one singles, numerous awards, three-time female vocalist of the year. But in your heart of hearts, you're a daughter of the King that's trying to raise your son, JP. You're homeschooling. You're doing the everyday tasks that all of us do, and yet you're still drawing strength from God's Word, which is just foundational for anyone that's going to serve for the kingdom.
That's right. Absolutely.
Hey, how about a little shout-out for your son, JP? I know you homeschool him. What are some of those challenges with being on the road and the demands on your time and talent?
Well, we sort of slipped sideways into homeschooling. We had known for a very long time before we ever had JP that we were committed to Christian education. But we assumed that would take the form of a nice Christian school with lots of nice professional teachers, right? So when JP got to be kindergarten age, we live a little bit out in the country, and you know, we did the math and thought, well, you know, we've already been teaching him to read and a little bit of beginning math, and let's homeschool for kindergarten because you can do that quicker than we can drive back and forth to school every day twice. So we did that, and we realized, oh, my goodness, this is such a fit. This is what God has for us.
Hmm.
You know, so we moved on into first grade, second grade, and now we're starting to get that spring fever. We're moving on towards finishing up fifth grade, and I imagine that this is, you know, I'm assuming unless God shows us something different, we'll be homeschooling all the way through high school and then attending Christian college. There are some challenges, of course, associated with homeschooling, but mostly for me, I really see the blessings. And for us, you know, sometimes we get in the bus and we go on tour for a month, and of course, it's obvious the flexibility, the benefits there. Sometimes I'll fly in and out for a day or two or three, and then Jack and JP just get some bonding time. But, you know, the challenges are sure. When I think it's been about maybe 3 or 4 years ago now, I felt like I was just, you know, running around with my hair on fire all the time. And I thought, what is wrong? And one day I realized, you are a working homeschooling mother.
Mm-hmm.
Most people do one or the other. And so, you know, I realized I just kind of went at a dead run all the time, and my sweet husband, bless his heart, one day he just kind of looked at me and he said, what can I do to help you?
Wow, magic words for any woman that's tuned in right now. You're kind of setting the bar a little high. This Jack, I don't know, he's setting the bar kind of high for us.
He's in trouble now, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he said, what if I taught math? And I just looked at him and my eyes got big and I was like, oh my goodness, you know, yes, why didn't I think of that? You know, I've just been, of course, you know, and he went, you know, away. I don't know. I think he took Cal 3 in college. You know, I did pretty well in math in high school, but, you know, that was, but it was not really my big subject. So I was like, what have I been thinking? So I handed him math, and life got a little more sane. And we just, more and more each year, you know, the three of us, we think of ourselves as a team.
Hmm.
And God just enables us to kind of weave in and out of the various days and responsibilities. And it works out, and we're all learning so much. You know, as I think all parents would say, we're learning as much or more than JP. And it's funny, the thing about homeschooling, you know, as you go through these lessons, you think, my goodness, I really have forgotten a lot. So, you know, I'm learning not only in terms of patience and character and organization and all that, but, you know, I'm learning an awful lot of science and history and so forth, too. Mm-hmm. So it's
well,
good.
The question then for our listeners is, Jack or JP going to be joining you on March 29th at the Virginia Theater? Will they be coming?
Well, I don't think so. I think that's one of those trips where they're going to be, you know, staying home and getting that male bonding time, which is really the only bad thing that happens is that I always come home and I find out that an awful lot of pizza and ice cream has been consumed and late nights, and so I don't dare be gone more than too long at a time.
Well, we're very excited that you're coming. And in case you just tuned in, I have Twyla Paris on the phone with me. She's a part of a special event that we're holding at the Virginia Theater. We're calling it our Listener Community Appreciation Concert. Twyla is joining Steve Green. It's a special tour that they're taking throughout the nation. And they're beginning in our great Champaign-Urbana area. And we're excited to have you. And just knowing that over these 30 years, all these number one songs, these songs that have ministered to so many different people, The Warrior Is a Child, God Is in Control, How Beautiful, I Will Worship, A Heart That Knows You, Every Heart That Is Breaking, Lamb of God. I could go on and on and on. There's so many songs, and we play most of them these past 17 years over our four frequencies. So, Twyla, we're just excited to have you come and share. But because we reach so many different listeners, so many different ages, different backgrounds, where our frequency 102.5 is between two rock and roll stations, so we have a lot of people maybe unchurched or maybe unfamiliar with your musical legacy. What can they expect if they come to a concert where you're on stage? What might you share about? What might you be singing about? How does the Lord work in and through you?
Well, the songs that I write for all of these years now, as you said, I felt from the very beginning that God placed in my heart to write songs that would call people to relationship with Him and just to lift Him up, to remind us of who He is, of what He's done for us, how much He loves us, and what He can and will do in our lives if we will turn and acknowledge Him and ask Him to do His good work in our lives. And so songs like The Warrior Is a Child, which was written back in, I guess, 1983, and songs like How Beautiful and Lamb of God. When people ask me which ones of my songs that I've written are my favorites, those are a couple of my favorites because they really are about the central message of our faith, which once again is who God is, who we are in relationship to Him, what He has done for us, and what He wants to do in us. And so this concert that's coming up, and we've done some other concerts here and there around the country, too, with Steve. No, it feels just kind of like we all started out about the same time, around 1980. Steve might have been just a little bit after that with his solo career, although I think he was already singing with the Gaithers at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a high school reunion for us, mm-hmm. you know. And I think, too, you know, for those who come out that night, the Great News Radio family, anyone who comes out, and I hope as many as can will come, you know, I think for all of you, for all of us together, it really is like that school, that high school reunion. And as we've done a few of these concerts, I've just noticed that, you know, people who've been listening and kind of remember all the way back. And you know how it is, the music that we listen to, it really does become sort of like the soundtrack of our lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when it's Christian music, when we hear those songs or think back over those songs, for me, and I think for a lot of us, it just reminds us of, we know exactly, you know, where we were, what we were doing, what church we were going to at that time, what town we were living in. Maybe we were in college, or maybe our kids were little. and what God was speaking to us, what he was walking us through, maybe a difficult season, maybe a joyful season. And it just brings back up in us not only the memories of that time, but what God was speaking to us. And it's just like that word of the Lord is just alive in our hearts again and fresh when we hear a particular song that he used to minister to us. And so these have been really fun events, but also just sweet times together too. And we're just really looking forward to being with you guys.
Here's a portion of Lamb of God.
Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God.
Twyla, what do you hope maybe over the next 10 or 20 years, if you were going to pray to God, God, I want you to work in and through me in this way, or I want to accomplish this, because I know you're working on your latest project, God Shed His Grace, but how do you see your next 10 or 20 years, or what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, to be honest, I don't know that I've thought in great specifics about the next 10 or 20 years. But as far as right now, what's in my heart, and, you know, this project that you mentioned, when I think back over the years that I've lived in my life so far, I was born in the last few days of 1958. And when I was in elementary school, we still prayed together before we went down to the lunchroom to eat lunch. We heard the Bible read in the morning, sometimes in the classroom, sometimes over the intercom. At Christmas time, we sang songs about Jesus, and believe it or not, there were even, you know, some of the hymns that I learned as a child, I learned in church. There were other hymns that we didn't necessarily sing in my particular church that I learned in music class in public school, hymns. Not even at Christmas time.
Sure, sure.
And I think that people who are, you know, maybe even 20 years younger than me, they hear that and they think, what? Are you kidding? One of the songs that I recorded for this project is our national hymn. It's called God of Our Fathers. And when I mentioned it to my dad that I was recording it, he said, and he's 76, he said, oh, yeah, I learned that song in school.
Hmm.
And I say all that to say that I've lived just long enough to see these enormous changes from my childhood until now. And, of course, they've accelerated in the last couple of decades. And many of the songs that I've written over the last 30 years, some of them have really been with an eye toward current events, or maybe they were even inspired by current events. Songs like God is in Control, I See You Standing, True North. And other songs like What Am I Without You were much more personal. And yet in the last year and a half or so, I just began to feel like I wanted to pull together a project that would be encouragement for Christian patriots who are so faithfully standing where God has called them to live and to serve, and some of them really paying a high price to do so. And so I just personally went through the, you know, you talked about how many albums there have been, and I went through the list of songs and every album and thought back to what inspired that song, what was going on at that time, what's the message of that song. And I said, okay, this one, this one, this one. And songs that, as I said, would be encouragement, but also songs that I pray that God can use. And I even, you know, put them in a particular sequence, you know, purposely. And just thinking, which of these songs would God be able to speak through to us as we are deciding, you know, how do I think and how do I pray and how do I act in order to be truly salt and light to this generation, salt and light at this moment in history. So this is a project that was, you know, very, very personal to me that I have a passion for. And recorded, you know, as I said, God of Our Fathers and then also America the Beautiful, a couple of new tracks of patriotic hymns. And that's probably the best way I can sum it up, is just, you know, encouragement for Christian patriots. I'm a patriot. I love my country. but sometimes I weep at what I see happening in my country. But I'm not giving up either.
Sure.
So, you know, we have this incredible foundation. You know, I believe that God breathed the breath of life into this nation, just as surely as he breathed the breath of life into Adam and all of us who come after. And the idea of a Christian nation is not in conflict with the First Amendment. I believe we have the First Amendment because we were founded on the principles of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I said, certainly for this year, I believe that a large part of what I'm called to do is just to be encouraging my brothers and sisters and reminding us that we're called, first of all, to pray. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal their land. And, you know, as we homeschool, one of our subjects is Latin. And we've learned this Latin phrase.
Now, you're setting the bar kind of high, you know,
oh,
for these women out there.
I'm sorry. You don't have to study Latin, but I wanted to. And I've been learning it, too, for the first time. We have these videos that we watch.
Mm-hmm.
And a phrase that we've learned, which was a motto of St. Benedict, is ora et labora, which simply means pray and work. And so I say that just to say that I keep being reminded these days, too, that, you know, our first calling, our first priority is to pray, to be humbling ourselves and praying for God's mercy on us and on our nation. But as we do that, God, so often, he gives us work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we faithfully serve him, you know, that phrase, ora et labora, keeps coming back to me and is encouraging to me. So pray and work. And another thing that my dad has said to me so often through the years that I've repeated to other people is then, and as we pray and work, we remember this definition of success. My faithfulness plus God's faithfulness equals success. Well, when you think about it, there's only one variable in that formula. So if we are faithful, we are successful in God's kingdom, in his eyes.
Yeah, because we know that he is faithful, and he's going to be faithful, Lord willing, as we pray that you will be healthy and joining with Steve Green on March 29th. We'll be praying up your health and your stamina and the wherewithal to be here to proclaim his goodness, to sing, to lead us in worship, and to just enjoy our Great News Radio listeners. We just revel in your 30 years of testimony of standing faithfully before the Lord and before the Christian body. And Twyla, we're just grateful that you're coming, and we're looking forward to it. So thanks for being available this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it too, and thanks for what you do there.
You just gotta love Twyla Paris, and you can see her in concert this Saturday night, the 29th, at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. Get your tickets now by calling the Virginia Theater at 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063, or log on to thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org. General admission ticket prices are only $15. The doors open at 6 p.m., and we'll have a special guest playing that mighty Wurlitzer organ. At 6:30, the Singing Men of GNN will present, and then Steve Green and Twyla Paris will take the stage at 7. Don't miss out on this community appreciation concert titled Classics and Hymns Tour. We'll have radio literature to give out, God Listens, You Can Too signs, information about our November trip to Israel, and some prize drawings. So make it a point to gather up your friends, family members, neighbors, colleagues, and head to the Virginia Theater this Saturday night. If you need more information, just call the station at 217-367-7777. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.